your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Monday, everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a wee little hair after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us. Starting to sound like Todd Starnes. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes.
You sound like Todd Starnes, man.
Or Stitcher or crabdiving.com. However, whenever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap
Move,
dancing.
Bitch, get out the way.
Fuck out of it.
Oh, yes.
Alex Jones.
Right.
A little premature articulation there.
Right.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Oh, so much to talk about, all you fellow traitors and un-Americans.
Yay!
According to Schittler, got tons to talk about, and I've got some bleed over from Faithless Friday.
Faithless fuck me. I was going to say Faithless Friday bleed over.
Faithless Friday bleed over.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, everybody? By the way, big ups to the fucking Eagles for beating God's team.
Yeah, right. And for Brady for missing that pass.
Oh, yes. That was fucking awesome.
I mean,
and
catching.
He got sacked.
You know, when he...
Oh, yeah.
They tried that cutesy play, and he went to catch the ball.
Right,
and
that was awesome.
He proved why he's not a wide receiver.
Right. And then
he may be a narrow receiver, but he's not a wide receiver.
And then the team did the same thing right to him. They did the same play.
Right.
It was great.
Congrats to Philadelphia. That's the baseball team. The Eagles fly, Eagles fly.
Yes.
And
hopefully they didn't burn down the city last night.
I gave minor fucks.
Yes.
Only because I loathe Tom Brady, and only because Trump loves Tom Brady.
That's the only reason. They're friends, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I root against the Patriots.
Well, and that whole, letting the air out of some footballs and shit.
Oh, God, I forgot all about that.
Untoward.
Don't they cheat?
And skated. I mean, didn't he get a one-game suspension or some bullshit like that at the beginning of the next season like that? He cheated. We don't care about cheaters anymore.
Right.
Well, let's say Republicans don't care about cheaters anymore.
They don't give a fuck.
The whole gerrymandering thing,
they
the
don't
whole
fucking care.
Everything. They're nefarious, ethics-free dick waddles.
And here's what they're going to do between now and whatever the fucking the deadline is for DACA. Not
fuck
a
all.
Fucking yep. thing.
Oh, yeah.
And not Trump, a fucking thing.
Trump's tweeting, the deadline's approaching. The Democrats don't care about those DACA kids. They won't give me every fucking thing I want as long as I got this gun to the heads of these DACA kids. What's wrong with
those right.
Democrats?
I hope people understand that that's what he's doing. He's holding DACA people hostage for his wall based on bullshit, fiction.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's
well,
not real.
We're coming up on that deadline where they're supposed to, where they punted the last time.
Oh, yes.
And where Mitch the Bitch said if there's not a bipartisan bill, then he'll open the floor up to discussion for everything. We'll see if we believe him.
But oh, yes.
So far, we'll get to it after the headlines, but I guess there's a bill that's been put out there by McCain and Coombs, maybe? One of the Democrats. It's a bipartisan bill. And already Trump's like, I hate it. I'm not even going to look at
what,
it.
What is that for? To protect
for immigration.
Oh,
it protects the DACA kids.
No, he didn't care about that.
And a little money for a little bit of border security and shit.
Right.
Maybe whittling down the chain migration. I hated calling it that. The family reunification.
Yeah. it seems reasonable, actually. They should call it the Reasonable Act.
Well, it's just a lie. You put on... Oh, by the way, tweet us during the show.
Oh, yes.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also join our awesome community over at the... Hold on one second.
Right. By the way, I'm checking...
Over at Facebook. I apologize. Yeah. The cord was... one of the cords was lying across Kate's bed. So
oh,
that's
shit.
DEFCON. We had to raise the DEFCON level to move the cord out of the way.
She can't handle it.
Ryan put up a copy of a tweet, a little Twitter exchange.
What was that?
Between a woman and a moron, a Trumpian moron. She said something about the chain migration.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
The president says they could bring in whoever they want. 13th cousins, 7 times removed. They could bring in anybody they want.
Right,
friends,
right.
Hundreds of people they bring in. And she said, well, it's just not true. And then he said, you know, something equivalent to you're a libtard.
Yeah.
You're a dumb libtard. God. And she said, I'm a fucking immigration lawyer.
I'm an immigration lawyer, you fucking idiot.
She said, I'm a fucking immigration lawyer. That's the quote.
That's great.
And yeah, I mean, it's just, plus, she appeared to be a woman of Muslim religion wearing a hijab, which made him probably even crazy.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
But yeah, it's just a lie from the Republicans that this, chain migration, they call it. You can bring in whoever the fuck you want. I forget. I saw the number. It's like the average immigrant sponsors like 2 other people.
Wow.
And they got to go through the same process that you can't be just like, they don't get a pass.
And they're probably family members.
They have to be family members,
right? I mean, what do they think they're doing? They think Al-Qaeda is coming in through chain migration. Is that what they're trying to make people think?
A lot of people were tweeting, yeah, I don't consider my parents distant relatives. I don't consider my brothers and sisters distant relatives.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's who you basically can bring in.
I mean, it's fucking racism. It's all racism on Trump's immigration thing. I mean, I feel like when people mention him, the Democrats, when they talk about Trump and they mention our president, they need to call him the treasonous, racist president, Donald Trump.
Remember how HuffPo during the campaign?
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom of every story about Trump said he's a known liar and a pussy grabber and everything about him.
There's a...
Why'd they stop that?
I fucking don't know.
He got a mulligan.
Yeah. One of his accusers is running... for I think Congress in Ohio, right? Rachel Crooks is her name.
Awesome.
Yeah. She was one of the women that came out during the campaign and Sarah Huckabee Sanders said she was a liar.
Oh yeah.
How nice. I hope she fucking wins.
Well, you know, that can come back and bite them in their white puckers because, you know, Roy Moore is being sued by one of his accusers for defamation. When he was running around saying, you're
That's
a liar,
awesome.
Seek your money grubber, you're just getting money from the Washington Post to smear me.
Well, I mean, if you say somebody's a liar out like that, I mean, you goddamn well better be, right? Sure, yeah. I mean, I turned the, Pat's turning the fan on, that's why I said sure, yeah, to it. Oh, God, all these fucking Republicans are goddamn racist dirtbags. And I don't think we should trust Mitch McConnell. There's no fucking reason to.
Oh, God, no.
He's not going to do anything. The president isn't going to do anything for the DACA people before that deadline. He's not going to do shit.
No, he doesn't care about them. It's what how worthy of a hostage are they?
So what are the Democrats going to do come March 6th?
They think they're going to punt, probably. Not the Democrats, but that's not what they want to do. But a couple of the Democrats that they had on telly over the weekend said they'll probably end up punting. They're probably going to end up punting again on the fucking continuing resolution, and they're probably going to punt. They may even get to the point where they punt on DACA.
Yeah.
Because they think that...
What does that mean? The government stays open, but...
A month.
Right.
We keep it open for a month, just like it is now, and let's get back to it in a month.
God.
And the DACA thing, though, that might be too toxic even for Republicans. The visuals of
maybe,
you know, which, but it's already happening.
They don't care, though. I mean, because yeah, maybe that'll be too much for them, you know.
So we'll see.
I doubt
who
it.
The fuck knows, you know, and it won't be on Fox, but hopefully for the rest of the nation, seeing people, I hope it's happening now, but seeing greater numbers and waves of jackbooted thugs kicking in doors and ripping families apart. There was a story I put up over the weekend about a guy, and it's not only the Mexicans. It's a guy from India. Right. He's been in this country 30 years.
He's getting deported?
He got deported.
Got deported.
30 years. He's a chemistry professor.
Yes.
And he had been doing all the right things. He had applied for citizenship,
right,
kept getting delayed. Our program's fucked up. That's why we need immigration reform, so people can become citizens.
Well, yeah, we need immigration reform. We also need the racist Republicans out of the fucking government. That would help.
And he is a like I said, a chemistry professor.
Yeah.
So I put up over the weekend, how many Americans are rushing in for that job that illegal immigrant done took my job?
Hey, MAGA fuckers, why don't you go apply for that job, Trumpalos?
Do you have an advanced chemistry degree?
Fuck you. They don't believe in chemistry.
I can make meth.
Yeah.
yeah, I watched Breaking Bad. But, so
it's gross.
Trump's America, he had done everything right and went for one of his regular check-in meetings.
Right.
And actually they had a judge at one point say, you know what, you just stay.
Yeah.
Stay on your work visa. I'm going to extend it. And then one day ICE decided, yeah, you've overextended by.
God damn. That's ridiculous.
So.
I tell you what, the Republicans, you guys better be lucky that Democrats even exist, because, I mean, if you were dealing with someone like you, the government wouldn't be open. The government wouldn't be functioning.
Right.
Like, you're working with better people than you.
Ted Cruz.
You know?
Shut that fucker down.
That's what they fucking did. For nothing. I mean, you know, think about it. The Democrats were keeping the government shut down because of DACA and decent, just reasons.
Right.
The Republicans shut the government down because they're fucking cunts.
And yeah, and they listened to Ted Cruz. They got bullied by Ted Cruz. Let's see what the headlines are here on the big show. I may have to sneeze, too.
God bless you.
Well, gee, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, February 5th. 2018,
the year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, wee-wee.
Over to the. Has the internet been slow for you today?
I don't know,
Ryan Pfeiffer.
I can't tell.
I noticed a couple of times over on my earlier working that it seemed
everything's
to...
slow on my computer, so I don't know about the internet. I
go
can't
to
tell
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you buy something from Amazon, we'll get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps.
It's like the internet's working right now.
Liberal media. Yeah, it's slow, sluggish.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry. I was checking the fucking internet. God, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Oh, my God. I read some of those police scanners, the things, the craziest thing that were heard on the police scanners in Philly last night over the, by the way, not the riots, because it was white people. Celebration.
It's a celebration that just got a little out of hand, everyone. Steve Doothy here.
How fucking racist is that?
Yeah, that's on Facebook. God. The Fox and Friends literally said it was, you know, oh, those scamps.
Oh,
those
yes.
little scamps burning, flipping a police car and knocking down every street lamp for blocks.
There was one that said, we've got 40 people on a light pole. They are about to, you know, pull it down. We need some units over there, you know. And then at one point that this guy said, Chief, it's not ending. It's not ending. That was one of the things on the scanner.
Yeah, they're pretty...
it's crazy, dude.
Pretty fervent fans over there in Philly.
Yes.
The headline at the commie, Pinko... Did we do this part already?
I don't know.
Liberal HuffPost. It's still taking a while to load. There we go. Dow plunges.
Oh, God, Trump. What happened?
It's Obama's fault.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it's
right.
It's a deep state. Yeah, today, the Dow dropped nearly 1600 points, which is the biggest one day drop in points in history.
Sad.
But it is the, percentage wise, because it's so high, you know, it's, not the largest percentage drop. I don't think it's even in the top 10. But nonetheless, at one point was really, really way down there and kind of rallied back. Benchmark S&P 500 and the Dow suffered their biggest percentage drops since August 2011.
Oh shit.
As a long awaited pullback from record highs deepened. Everything kind of went bye-bye, spread broadly.
I hear crab diving music. We're not on live the stream.
Yeah. You know, the computer is, the internet has been fucky today.
I mean, I've got internet service over here. I mean, it's working. But
it says unable. Hey, everybody that's listening to the podcast, apparently, since we're not broadcasting. Unable to send data over network, not fast enough. So that's the internet is too slow right now to send through the system. But we are recording. We apologize.
Right.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
We're going to possibly pop in and out then. Thanks, Obama. The, so the Dow, plunged. The, it says, investors have been kind of getting ready for this for months. If you're in the crypto market, you also had a taint twisting day.
Oh, yes.
Apparently the Bitcoins, weren't doing real well. I saw on the social medias.
Right.
Another correction there, they were saying over there too, that, you know, when there's these really crazy highs, a normal pattern, even on a rising market, is that it drops a little bit, pulls back a little, then everybody gets comfortable, and then it goes back up again, then it drops a little, and it goes back up again, drops again. But it hadn't been, like, really dropping. It had just been a pretty steady increase.
Why would the stock market be fucking up, though? I mean, I don't understand. Everything's going fine.
It might be a long-awaited series of corrections that didn't show up.
Yeah.
That just kind of... all launched in one day.
I mean, I'm not a money guy.
It came back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it you know, it pulled back.
Yes.
It was down, way down for a while.
I mean, does it have anything to do with the world we live in, that everything seems a little unstable and kind of fucked up politically? Is it a reflection of that?
That hasn't seemed to be any kind of an indicator since Trump got elected. We thought it was going to plunge when Trump got elected, because everyone, you know, the markets don't like chaos.
Yes.
And right. What else? We have nothing but.
I mean, the rhetoric with North Korea seemed to be kind of ramping up a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that, I think it might me, be that their, might affect.
They're
things,
worried about but... inflation. That the. Fed might be sniffing around possibly raising interest rates.
Yes.
A little sea hare again and things like that. And could just be a series of factors that spooked. And then people, right. People that aren't serious investors might also, you know, there's a psychological factor where they might freak the fuck out and, start bail and bail because they see their life savings going.
Oh shit, that sucks, man.
Depending on how people trade and stuff, but we may, if you're listening to us live, we may be cutting in and out today. I apologize. There's apparently our internets here are have some blockage in them, maybe in need of some rotor rooting or something.
Yes. Well, it's back now for a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just warning people.
Okay. No, I was just saying it's back. That's all.
That way you won't have to tweet, you know, every time it goes
true.
Down and comes back.
That's true.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo for all
Ooh,
of us,
yes.
all of us owning stocks.
Right.
How did it change your day?
All those people getting deported,
which is the whole point of why it's stupid for Trump to just crow about the Dow. Yeah, it's one indicator that part of the economy is doing well, but guess which part that is? The people that own stocks.
Yeah,
which is what, 20-30% of the population,
right? What about the people on minimum wage and working three shifts?
Right.
How's your stock portfolio?
Or that work for, you know, Walmart, where you don't get 401ks.
Oh, you mean...
Work for McDonald's, where you don't get 401ks.
The good people that run Walmart don't give their workers a nice piece of the action? Jeez.
Let's see what the non-thinkers are non-thinking over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Matt Drudge.
I can't figure the Drudge out.
Jizzy
man.
Blue Dress fame launched him into infamy.
Oh yes.
Meanwhile, any White House connected people that are listening,
right.
feel free to send us any Jizzy dress.
Please.
That might bring down Trump or you Pence. Like a Jizzy ball gag. for Pence would be much better.
Oh right. It would be great.
Over at the Drudge Report, it's the Dow Jones is the big story there.
Thad.
Down, it says down, well, all it says is it has red letters,
right.
red numbers, and says how many, it's 1175 oh, yes. down or something like that, for those that were paying attention.
Yes.
But again, how many does the...
Nobody.
The fluctuation of the stock market... How does that tickle your twaddle at all during the day?
My twaddle is tickleless. I don't give a fuck.
Good news?
Oh, yes. Sure.
SCOTUS has declined to hear a case, which means that a lower court ruling stands. And since we're saying good news, it means it's against the Republicans and against the conservative fuckwattery.
Okay.
Top Republican. We've been following what's going on in Pennsylvania after their judges. I forget who started the ball rolling with all the judges that decided that their gerrymandering was beyond ridiculous. ridiculous.
I mean... that's a good point.
In January, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had ruled in Pennsylvania that the state's congressional map gave Republicans such a clear political advantage, quote, it clearly, plainly, and palpably violated the state's constitution.
Oh, my God.
Clearly, plainly, and palpably violated the constitution.
You know, at that moment, right now, it does make it seem a little crazy that we give a fuck about the Russians fucking with our elections when we're fucking with them so hard ourselves.
Right.
I mean, why don't we fix this shit?
Well, it's just another case of the Republicans cheating to win.
Yeah, yeah. The Republicans win elections when people stay home.
I mean, I would like to think if Uncle Nipples had approached Hillary and said, hey, I'll help you instead of Orange Buffoon, that they would have gone to the FBI.
Well,
or to the, yeah, the FBI.
Think that. I mean, you should think that. But there's reason, there's evidence to think they would do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's every reason to think she would do that. I mean...
I think they did when they got hacked, right?
Right. I mean, that is kind of the idea. The insanity is, of all this bullshit, is that we've got these moderates in the middle that think that it's necessary to see both sides. And we don't have both sides. There's no such thing as both sides right now. We've got the Democrats who, I don't know, ran someone for president who you can either like or you can't like, but she's not a criminal. I mean, she's been demonized. It's sexism. It's all right. This all fucked up shit. Well, the idea that Hillary Clinton is goddamn. I mean, if there was something on her, she would be in jail. If they had something on her, she would be arrested. But she's not, you know. And the other side is dirty as fuck, and they're steeped in fucking racism, and they're fucking evil. You know what I mean? There's just, it's not two equal sides. We've got one side that, you know, could do a lot of shit better for their constituents. I mean, I think the Dems, you know, could stick up for minorities a little more. I don't know. But Jesus fucking Christ, the GOP, they're full of KKK members, Holocaust deniers, you know?
So Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court gave the Republicans a whole 3 weeks to redraw their map. And they said the court will redraw it itself if the lawmakers failed to agree on one with the governor there, who's fortunately a Democrat, at least the people of Pennsylvania. Explain to me, people, why you are like in Illinois. What the fuck, Illinois? Democrats all over the place, and you elect a Republican moron as a governor. Same thing in fucking Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, you know, you said it. It's racism. We talked about that. A lot of our political problems could be traced back to racist dick fucks.
Or it's just it ain't working, and right. They want to change. That's a lot of idiots voted for Trump because they wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
He was going to blow everything up.
Well, he did. He's going to. He's working on it.
So the Republicans, of course, in the state, the Republicans run the legislature there.
Yes.
And they were squealing, no, but we don't have enough time. They want it for this. They want to make sure for this next election that it'll be fair. The new congressional map.
Right. How do you draw like, those anyway? I wonder.
With a Sharpie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
It's supposed to be based on the census and then whatever process has been decided in the states, you know, whether it's the legislature draws them or what we want. And in many states are starting to have, like California, a nonpartisan panel that draws it based on population, right. Not based on, oh, look, there's some brown people there. Let's carve that neighborhood up into eight different pieces so they can't vote as a block.
Yeah, let's make their vote worth nothing.
Pennsylvania Republicans appealed the state court's ruling to the U.S. and reeling to the U.S. Supreme Court saying the Constitution only granted legislatures, not the state courts, the power to draw congressional districts. They said the new congressional map would cause chaos. It'll just be, it's just going to be so confusing.
It's going to be so confusing when we're doing the right thing. You know what? There's truth in that. I mean, imagine the Republicans are like, oh, fuck, man, we're playing by the rules during this election. I'm sore.
But their Secretary of State, I guess they're the top election official, says they can run the election in a timely manner with a new map in place. You guys can do it. You'll be okay. The request went before Alito. Wow. Who oversees the Third Circuit, including Pennsylvania. He denied the request, before without even referring it to the whole court. I didn't know they could do that.
Wow. Gee, I didn't know that either.
I guess they can.
Well,
so
I actually have no fucking idea.
Amazingly, Justice Alito, that's kind of a good sign maybe for these gerrymandering cases that have made it up to the SCOTUS. That,
oh, yes.
That they're going to decide this year. If even Alito is saying, we're not even going to listen to this from the Pennsylvania
right.
cheaters whining.
God.
Maybe that's a good sign for the hope of the Republic. That
I mean, you know, figuring out this gerrymandering thing. I mean, damn, I can't imagine people really want Republicans in office.
So they wanted to delay. The Republicans were like, you got to give us more time. Like, you know, once this election, this next election is over, it'll be so much easier.
Come on, let us get paid one more time. We want one more round of the fucking gravy train.
Let us cheat. Just one more time. The U.S. Supreme Court correctly recognized that there is no reason to delay implementing the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's order. All parties must now focus on getting a fair map in place.
Yes. We got to have a fair map. I know it's a crazy concept. We got to do this fairly, this election.
This is one of the defendants, Wolf.
Right.
There you go. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf.
I mean, don't we go around to other countries and tell them how to do their elections and shit like that?
Oh, yeah, we're shining. Not anymore.
Oh, we don't? Damn.
Yeah, shine. You know, again, we've talked about our... I think we talked about this on the show before. Our system, with the way we've got it set up, if it's so fucking perfect and great...
Yes.
Why does no one else on the whole goddamn planet do it? Even
I don't know.
New democracies are like... We've got a chance to completely start over. Let's not do it that way.
You mean...
And they do parliamentary
right.
systems.
They don't have an electoral college?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
That's why there's parliaments all over the fucking place.
Yeah, nobody else does this. And it's been around since 1776, right?
Yeah.
So, why are we the only ones? That's a good fucking point.
Even countries... that we probably unfairly went in and helped them.
Yes.
Help them topple their spread freedom to them. I mean,
oh, right, right.
Which of course had nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
But the countries that we spread freedom to then adopted, everybody's got like parliamentary systems. And
so if you have a parliamentary system, does that mean, you know, it's one person, one vote, popular vote?
Well, that's how the representation is. It's not a two party system. You got to work together with your coalitions. That's what they say. They've got to form a government.
Right.
You'll get your hard right wing nut jobs. Usually it's someone closer to the middle that wins, mm-hmm. and then they'll be like right of center.
Oh, I see.
Then has to form a coalition with the lunatics, which they sometimes don't do, or they pick the left of center group
right.
and they form a coalition with them. And they, you know, so you just got a coalition just means you got enough people, 51% of the vote,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you can get shit done.
Right.
Otherwise, there's no government. And that's when you get your no confidence votes.
I wonder if
like
it's
that.
Easier for groups like the Tea Party to worm their way into that system. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the Brexiters, the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was the name of the UKIP, right?
They're
Nigel Farage's party
oh, okay.
all of a sudden started getting MPs in Britain. And I think they fell apart now, didn't they? Like the whole party, because they're rogues. It's just like what's going on here. When your party consists of garbage people, of corrupt... ethics-free, evil, greedy dickwads.
Right.
What do you expect but that they're going to turn on each other?
And our president, you know, this guy, you think he really wants to govern? I mean, even if he did. I mean,
he wants to cut ribbons.
Oh, yeah. Even if it was going well. Even mm-hmm. if it was going well for him and people didn't just fucking universally hate him.
He really thought he was just going to be the... figurehead, go cut ribbons. Everybody loves him. Millions at rallies. And everything. Meanwhile, Congress would chug along nicely and get everything done that,
right,
that all the people want.
I mean, if he had a real friend, if Trump had a real friend who sat him down and said, listen, dude, you're going to hate this.
I think he did.
He probably just didn't listen to him.
Right. And I don't think he wanted to win.
Right.
I'm in the group that says, I don't think that fucker wanted to win.
That's
I think
so fucking
he,
true, man.
He wanted to get as far as he could to improve brand Trump.
Yes.
And then maybe slither off and play Trump Network with
Damn.
Roger Ailes.
He must be, Donald, you must be so shocked that these poor races came out and voted for you. You must be out of your, you
I
know.
Wonder if there's a level of, because I don't think it's him. How many years did he say a woman's right to choose? How many years did he say for his whole life? How many years did he back Democrats? And did he say,
right,
you know, universal health care is probably the best way to do it because it would be the cheapest and best way to make sure everybody gets health care. So he really just sold out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean.
But I wonder if there's a tiny bit of self. Maybe not, but if there's a tiny bit of self-reflection there,
right,
where he's like, God, you know, maybe if I just go back and say, let women choose and we should have universal health care, that the MAGA hats will be burned in effigy around.
Yeah,
but the other 65% of the people,
right,
might like you a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean,
and you're doing the right thing.
I mean, maybe. I mean, the pro-choice thing is weird for him, though, because what we know about him is that he's racist. You know, New York had to sue him to make him rent to black people, his apartments. We know he's fucking racist. And we know he hates women. Or at the very least, he sees women as objects that he's allowed to rape and kiss how he pleases.
Ugh.
So, I mean, all the statements he's made about abortion and stuff like that lately doesn't really surprise me, because he's kind of a guy that subjugates women anyway. I mean, I think he's probably for abortion for himself, you know, so he doesn't have to raise Stormy Daniels kids or something like that.
Sure, there's a lot of notches on the bedpost from that one.
Yeah, but for a guy who in an interview wanders into, he's talking to Chris Matthews, and the next thing you're saying, you know, it's like, oh yeah, we got to arrest doctors and women that get abortions if we outlaw it, then.
Yeah, it was brilliant on Chris Matthews' part.
Yeah, I don't know.
To get him
I don't
to
know,
say that.
I don't know that there's a grain of anything that's worth a shit inside that guy.
But I don't know that he believes that.
Yeah. I mean, it's conflicting, right? I mean, I see what you're saying.
Right.
I know he's made pro-choice statements in the past.
Chris Matthews bullied him into saying that, which
right.
is not a good sign either.
No.
That whoever, it's again, whoever Trump is talking to. So he's like, wait, you're saying there's got to be a penalty. Who pays the penalty?
Right.
So is it the women? You think the woman who gets an abortion should? Wait, do you think she should be penalized?
Well,
There's got to be something. And then Matthew's like, what?
Right.
And then he says, you never take nukes off the table. What? Europe? You're going to nuke Europe? No, you never take anything off the table. So you might nuke Europe.
It's bluster.
Well, you never take anything off the table.
Yeah. It is bluster, right?
He can't
back down from any position.
Yeah. He's a coward.
Right.
And a bully.
He wants to grab, he said to that fucking guy, just to impress him, I want to grab women by the pussy. And then I'm going to kiss them. That's why I always have gum.
Yeah.
God, what an asshole. What a fucking, if you ask me to describe the worst personality to be in charge of a nuclear football, I would say narcissist.
Yeah.
Guy that can never be wrong. Vain. It's racist. Sexist. It's everything this guy is. God, there's just nothing good about him. Ugh.
So good news that the Supreme Court, even Justice Alito, that reptile, managed to see the light for this gerrymandering case in Pennsylvania. So.
It's shocking. You know, it really is shocking when the GOP does something that doesn't suck total assholes. It's weird.
And I don't think they've won one of these cases in the states where the gerrymandering Texas, even.
Right.
Where they, Texas, they said, holy shit, even Texas was like, this is racist.
Yes.
And we're Texans and we can even see this.
We're Texans.
So that's the good news there.
Yes.
A little bit of good news. Once again, stopping Republican ass fuckery.
Right.
The Trump be tweeting.
Oh, yes.
Jesus effing Christ, Trump be tweeting.
He's good at that.
This memo, you know, I think he's really pissed with that. It just really landed with a big splat.
Yeah.
And nobody is buying it except for, you know, Hannity, who is breathless. On Friday night, I was almost going to play part of it, but I can't stomach
Hannity's him. Buying the memo. You said,
"Oh, it's the biggest thing. Proof. I want Mueller. He want. You know what he wants? You know what Hannity asked for on Friday? I think it was charges dropped on Flynn and Manafort.
Why?
And a reversal of the plea deal or whatever from Flynn.
Because there's bias in the FBI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no way on in
hell. These brave patriots were ensnared in the Obama. Hillary Clinton deep state attempted coup.
Well, I mean, you know, the deal I would take if we had the whole if we could get a mulligan on the election.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a mulligan we'd like.
How do you even do that? Like, what would you do? Have somebody on the Republicans?
I don't know if it's
run?
In the Constitution or I don't know if we'd. If we would have to have the legislature pass a law that says we can have a special election in the event of a 2/3 vote of the or what, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's in there. I don't think it's in there.
You know what would make the country better is to and this would never work. Expel the GOP. Goodbye. And then you take the Democrats and you say, okay. Now you guys go down the middle and you get your moderate Democrats and your fucking left-wing Democrats or whatever and let them do a government.
Do the Bernie bros get to stay?
If they're not racist, sure. You know? And honestly, the Bernie bros that flip for Hitler, haha, for Schittler, I don't know how they aren't.
Well, but we have areas like that. They're called cities.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yes.
Right now, yes. Right? Which is why we need to get rid of the Electoral College because, you know, we don't have slave-owning plantation states anymore.
But, right.
In law. In spirit, we do. But in the actual law, we don't.
God, I mean, it's just... We need to get the fascism out of our fucking country. We need to get honest with what is going on and saying, listen, this administration, if you look at what happens in fascist government, they're doing some fascist shit. We need to get real about that.
Several Eagles players, there's a report, have already said they intend to boycott any trip to the White House. And you know what Trump will say? I didn't invite him anyway. I'm not inviting them.
You're not inviting them, Trump. They're American citizens. You work for them.
Right.
You are their servant. You they're your boss, dickhead.
Oh, no one kneeled, but they did raise their fists in protest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Trump, of course, put out a they call it an infantile taunt here. He put out a statement yesterday, a presidential message on Super Bowl 52.
Yeah.
As many Americans come together to watch the Super Bowl, Melania and I, right.
Oh, yes. She hates
Melania
you.
Melania hasn't talked to you
since
the Stormy Daniels broke. Melania and I extend our greetings and appreciation for those who make occasions like this possible, particularly the brave men and women of our armed forces. What? See, this is that creepy authoritarian bullshit. And why must I go to any kind of sporting event and have to worship the military? I mean, thank you for your service, y'all. But that's a relatively new event
Yeah.
since you know, the past couple of decades.
I don't know.
Where all this color guard and the army and the Blue Angels fly over and all this. And where is anything about football in that first paragraph? Make this possible, particularly our armed forces. And you know where he's going.
What?
He's issuing a statement to the Super Bowl.
This is about the taking these
stuff?
He
starts with the armed forces, the next statement. Though many of our nation's service members are unable to be home with family and friends to enjoy this evening's American tradition, they're always in our thoughts and prayers.
God damn.
True, but again, is every event about honoring the armed forces?
Of course not, but let's be real about it. The Super Bowl is not about honoring the armed forces. The Super Bowl is about selling ads and making shit tons of money.
Right, and watching that's big people beat the shit out of each other legally. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I was a little disappointed that the Super Bowl halftime show didn't have anything for Black Lives Matter. I didn't do anything political whatsoever.
Justin Timberlake is...
Couldn't
be whiter.
I mean, but considering the climate we're in, my God, the only thing I saw that was anti-Schittler was a couple of ads. They had this one for... Did you see that ad about black culture?
They blocked out... I was working, I was streaming. They blocked out the ads.
This one ad... I forget what the product was, or it was for a website, and it said black culture should be celebrated and not tolerated. And I thought that was nice. Yeah. That's clearly anti-Trump.
We owe these heroes the greatest respect for defending our liberty and our American way of life. Is this like Armed Forces Day?
I don't know.
It's a football game.
Yeah, and you know what, Donald? No offense, but I mean... Are you really supporting the armed services by tweeting to North Korea threatening nuclear war?
And this is all just a setup. This is a two paragraph setup for everybody better not kneel.
God, this is crazy.
We owe these heroes the greatest respect for defending our liberty, our American way of life. Their sacrifice is stitched into every star and every stripe of our star-spangled banner. We hold them in our hearts and thank them for our freedom as we proudly stand for the national anthem.
Good Lord. From a guy who, since he's been president, has spent a third of his time in office on fucking vacation, he's got a lot of fucking nerve.
We send our best wishes for an enjoyable Super Bowl Sunday. May God bless and protect our troops. And may he continue to bless the United States of America. It's a creepy marrying of military, honoring the military with every fucking aspect of society. Yeah. Again, pretty Hitler-y.
Yes. And if God, and if I was a person of color, or a gay person, or a trans person, and someone says, may God continue to bless our society, I would be like, define continue.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, maybe God could bless the society in a way that, you know, helps me a little bit. How about that shit?
I guess there's a, that some Democrats, wanted everybody to know that it was also Rosa Parks' birthday.
No, yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Democratic lawmakers, including Cory Booker, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, invoked Rosa Parks' birthday to send an implicit message Sunday night supporting protests against racism.
Right.
Pelosi tweeted, Rosa Parks proved that sometimes the best way to stand up is to sit down.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cory Booker wrote, ahead of the Super Bowl tonight, let's not forget that protest is patriotic. Whether you take a knee, raise a fist, sit down, or stand up, we love America.
Right? I think it's badass that these Eagles players are coming out and they're saying, we're not going to go. The people that say we're not going to go visit the fucking White House. Was that Chris Long? That one guy said, hey, we read the news just like you guys do.
Yeah.
He's like, why would I want to visit the White House?
Right.
Fuck this. Right. This is insane.
So there we go. There is a story that we were talking about today offline.
Crab diving offline conversation.
Probably be on our Facebook. If it's not already. Did you put it up?
I don't know what we're talking about.
Illinois.
Oh, yeah. The Nazi fuckface.
So there's a congressional district. Now, it's pretty safely Democratic, so it might be moot. But so far, the only person running against the Democrat, running for the Republican primary position, is a gentleman by the name of Arthur Jones.
Nine.
Who is literally a former leader in the American Nazi Party. I mean, literally.
I mean, it's laughable. I mean, it's not. I mean, to me, this is serious and it's gross and this should not be tolerated. It should terrify us. I know there's no way this guy's going to fucking win, but even the idea that this could happen in our country is fucked.
Trump's America.
But the GOP is fucking laughable. My God, a Nazi? Really? Fucking Nazi?
He's a Holocaust denier. Mr. Jones has repeatedly tried and failed to attain office. Is so far the only candidate looking for the GOP seat in the race for the heavily Democratic 3rd Congressional District.
If you're a Holocaust denier, how does that work? Do you read the Diary of Anne Frank and you're like, oh, I don't believe this, or...
Yeah. Overblown.
But the camp, you can go see the camps that existed.
I can hang a sign on a camp, too.
Oh, you're saying this guy... So this guy, these lunatics that deny the Holocaust... They say those camps were fabricated or just made up for show?
It's some global Jew bank plot, right?
Yeah, right? That makes sense, I guess.
Globalists. That's the code word when they're screaming about the globalist bankers. Who are they talking about?
Wow. Amazing.
Images on Jones's campaign site. His campaign website shows him speaking at KKK and neo-Nazi events, giving the Nazi salute and shredding the flag of Israel.
How does the grand old party allow this guy to run on their fucking ticket? How does that work?
Well, they've disavowed him. They're not giving him money or anything, but I guess if he wants to call himself a Republican, there's nothing preventing one from doing that, I guess. I don't know.
God damn. I would like to think if this happened on the Democrat side that there'd be some suing going on. It'd be like, you have to take that shit off your campaign because we aren't associated with motherfucking Nazis.
Remember, wasn't there a guy a little while ago that was batshit crazy? It was like a state office or something like that, and he was like loony. I can't remember specifically, but we had one not that long ago. Republicans by far more.
Oh, yeah.
You got your Susan Engels and you got all these crazy.
Was he a Holocaust denier? Racist?
Well,
dude?
No, he's crazy.
Oh, he was just crazy.
Yeah.
This is that, too. I mean, this guy's crazy. His mental illness.
He calls the Confederate flag the symbol of white pride, white resistance, and white counter-revolution.
Okay, well, I mean, do we disagree with him? I mean...
He says that the Holocaust was, quote, an international extortion racket.
What? I mean...
That's all I have. That's all I have.
Oh, my God, dickhead. You know what? I don't know. I hope you run into... God, fuck you. How does this guy... look? Imagine you run into somebody and they've got a tattoo of numbers on their arms. They're a Holocaust survivor. And this guy's going to say, oh... That tattoo's fake?
Yeah, look, I've got the Roadrunner on my thigh.
I mean, goddamn these people. these guys.
The Illinois Republican Party and our country have no place for Nazis like Arthur Jones, says Tim Schneider, chairman of the Illinois Republican Party.
No.
We strongly oppose his racist views and his candidacy for any public office, including 3rd Congressional District.
And explain to me Trump. Then explain to me, Schittler, dickhead. The GOP has plenty of places for racist dickbag fascists. They're in the White House.
Jones is gleeful about them trying to stop him. Well, it's absolutely the best opportunity in my entire political career, he says. Every time I've run, it's been against a Republican who follows this politically correct nonsense. This time they screwed up.
It's politically correct to acknowledge that the Holocaust existed.
I let him. God, we want him to run.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
And get pummeled in a Democratic. But everything he says. Here's a Republican candidate in Illinois, even though the party pretends he's not.
Right.
And this is a Republican.
Yeah. And this Nazi dick fuck, I get why he would run on the GOP ticket. Look at your president. Look who he appointed as a senior strategist. Look at the little fuck stick, that 34-year-old Stephen Miller Nazi fuck that's running around in the White House. Why wouldn't this guy run? This neon.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like.
GOP. He is. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Yeah, man. I don't know what this.
That was for the entertainment reporter at CNN.
Seltzer or something like
Brian
that?
Brian Seltzer? Seltzer?
I wouldn't know that guy if it were for
him. It's great.
That GOP dude from Illinois saying they disavow him and all that other bullshit. Disingenuous. I don't believe you. And I disagree. This guy is perfect for you. Fits you guys like a fucking glove.
Oh, look, Illinois is doing great. Jones is the second candidate that the state GOP is trying to distance itself from. State Representative Gene Ives, who is running. Oh, I heard about this, too.
Yes.
She's running in the primary for governor. Governor.
Right.
Has been blasted by her own party.
Blasted.
For a campaign ad mocking transgender people and feminists, among others. The GOP, Schneider called on her to pull down the ad, immediately apologize, and she said, fuck you! I'm leaving it up. I'm not being politically correct.
Well, Gene, hey, listen, in a way, this is going to sound so fucked up. I appreciate Gene.
She's already a state rep, let's not forget.
Oh, my God.
She's not like this guy. She's already a state rep running for governor.
At least we understand. At least Gene is upfront about who she is, right? At least we know that Jean will be transphobic, homophobic, and racist and all that shit when she votes. And she won't pretend to be otherwise, like these other fucking dirtbag Republicans.
Her 30-second spot features actors outfitted to portray a transgender woman.
If you're a fucking actor and you took this job and you know it's goddamn union and you know they got, I mean, it's non-union.
It's non-union.
Yeah, you know it paid maybe $300 fucking dollars. Fuck you. Holy shit.
An Antifa protester wearing a hood and a bandana over his face, a member of the Chicago Teachers Union, and a Women's March activist. These are actors they've hired.
How?
Each character... mockingly thanks Rauner, the governor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the Republicans don't like him either.
He's a
because
GOP.
He's right, but he's a rhino.
He's not totally racist.
Right, he's a rhino.
He doesn't walk around goose-stepping with a swastika on his fucking sleeve.
They mockingly thank Rauner for enacting policies that support their demographic.
Oh, yeah. That support.
Me. So they're making fun of the governor for supporting LGBTQ rights. They're making fun by hiring, apparently, a dude to play a woman and as a transgender person.
This is in Illinois.
Oh, yeah. Illinois has got some nutbags down south, man.
Dude, that means
they hate Chicago.
I bet you that breakdown went out to agents in Chicago, and I bet you their agents have submitted for this bullshit.
Depends on where she's. She may be downstate. It might have been like Champaign or something like that. Yeah. They might have.
Ugh, gross.
Or
down
near St. Louis.
Damn. Listen, I know actors have to work, and it's hard to get paid, and Jesus Christ and all that other fucking shit, but.
Thank you for signing legislation that lets me use the girls' bathroom, says a transgender woman in a red dress.
Ugh. Because she's a big perv or whatever, and she's just going, she's using the bathroom to get her rocks off rather than just to fucking pee.
The actor portraying the Antifa activist thanks Rauner for opposing law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
And making Illinois a sanctuary state for illegal immigrant commercials. Thanks, Rauner. Another actor wearing one of those pussy hats, pussy hats.
A white pink hat.
Thanks, Rauner, for, quote, making all Illinois families pay for my abortions.
Oh, my God. Is that how that works? I didn't realize that all the Illinois families that get together and like, okay, guys, time to pay up for all these fucking abortions. Get out your fucking wallets. Throw in.
Somebody... from, I don't know if this is from Chicago, but some Chris Vire, V-I-R-E, theater critic, senior theater critic for Time Out Chicago.
I don't know.
I think it's, he might have come in after your time, my brief time. He said the actors in that despicable, nakedly bigoted Gene Ives campaign ad, those aren't Chicago actors, right? Surely, he said.
They better not be. God damn. Well, that community won't tolerate that shit. That's for sure.
Oh, those people won't be really popular. Yeah.
No, I mean.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
God damn, the theater district in Chicago on the north side is right in the middle of Boys Town. No fucking way.
One person says, I think it's her relatives, which might make sense, too.
Oh, her relatives are in the fucking...
I don't know if that's true. It was just a response on the Twitter, but...
Garbage, you guys.
Yeah, so that's also been going on in Illinois.
That's funny.
Horrible
people. What a nightmare. Oh, God, the GOP, they're disgusting.
And it's, I don't want to be politically correct.
You don't want to be nice to people.
Right.
That's what that means.
I want to be a racist.
It's such a weird time when you have to explain to people why being politically correct is actually a good thing. Like, you don't want to scream out the N-word because it makes people feel bad.
Right.
It has a negative connotation it should have a negative connotation for everyone. It's horrible. It makes people feel bad when you say it, so don't fucking say it. It's shitty. God damn. Fuck me.
Donald Trump, like I said, be tweeting.
Yes.
Today. And he also, I think, was speaking somewhere. We'll get to this in a second.
At a Klan rally or something like that?
There's also a piece over at Politico that was yesterday, I believe. But it's one of those long reads, but it's worth it. How Twitter bots and Trump fans made hashtag release the memo go viral.
Oh, okay.
So they're arguing that we may not have even been putting up with this bullshit memo shit had it not been from the Russian bots trending it on the Twitter that you can see it. They have those new websites that have found the Russian bot activity, and they could say, look what the Russian bots are pushing today. Oh, look, release the memo.
So, like, isn't that kind of evidence that Trump is doing what the Russians want? Like, the Russians wanted the memo released, and Trump wanted the memo released.
You're fake news.
But it's not fake. There's evidence, right? I mean, you can tell definitively that those are Russian
The
bots.
Russians love America, too, and they want transparency.
Right.
They go on to study, the amount of tweets and shit and just how ass bags like our fucking dickwad representative here, Matt Gaetz, helped.
Ah, God damn it.
The fucking treason enablers.
It's disgusting.
So it's a good long read. I'll put it up on the Facebook maybe if I remember, but otherwise,
like us on Facebook,
go over to the Politico and politico.com and read that shit. It's scary.
Yes.
Again, this is shit we should not be dealing with now. We should have already had commissions. We shouldn't have had a Robert Mueller. We shouldn't have needed a Robert Mueller. Had Hillary Clinton won,
right,
there would be commissions right now on what the Russians did in the election.
Yeah, we would be getting to the bottom of it, right?
And what can we do to prevent it? Keep them the fuck out of our elections. And in Europe, they're doing it.
Yeah.
In Europe, they're jumping on the Twitter and saying, you got to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
And these millions of fake accounts, do something about it. And yeah. You're going to be held responsible if some bullshit gets out, like fake news. That's why Zuckerberg's crying, because Europe's starting to make them accountable.
Well, they didn't... Facebook opened a big giant office. I thought it was in Germany. It was basically the whole point of this Facebook office was to determine whether or not something was fake.
Yeah, they're trying now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But at first they said, no, we didn't have anything. They didn't do anything. We had no influence.
Right.
No Russians bought ads. And then, oh, well, actually, we found these couple of 100,000. Yeah.
Yeah, we found.
Oops.
You're not going to notice somebody that bought $100,000 in fucking ads. I mean, I know Facebook's a big...
paid in rubles.
That doesn't...
There were Facebook right. ads purchased and paid for in rubles. What more do you need?
It's like they put a sign up and say, hey, we're some Russians buying some ads.
Yeah.
And also, you think about it. What were the content of the ads? They were political ads against Hillary
Clinton.
For
the most part, anti-Hillary. Yeah,
so
like 10-1 anti-Hillary.
What is it? How many more pieces of a puzzle do you need to have to infer that there's shenanigans going on when you have somebody buying $100,000 in ads in rubles against Hillary Clinton? How do you? What piece of the puzzle are we missing?
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Our opponents.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right. I forgot. America elected a Nazi fascist
dickbag
rapist as our president. Okay.
And another page.
Yes.
Out of the Fascism for Dummies handbook.
9!
Fascist Autocrats for Dummies. Here he is talking about the Democrats in Congress who didn't applaud for him and didn't applaud. This is terrifying shit.
Yeah.
Because this is the kind of shit that I mean, months ago I read the list of things that that autocrats do and
yes.
fascist dictators do to take away democracy.
This kind of
and
bullshit.
One of them is you start calling your political one thing that our country hasn't done is started calling. I mean, we do,
right?
And the base does on both sides. But I'm talking about the elected officials. Don't call each other traitors,
right?
Just because you disagree.
Yeah.
Here's Donald Trump saying that the people that
how
the Democrats that sat during and didn't applaud are treasonous.
Day for her, and I think this is not a good day for Nancy Pelosi. She's our secret weapon. No, she's our secret. I just hope they don't change her. There are a lot of people that want to run her out. She's really out there. Now I'm supposed to make a deal with her. But, you know, the other day, did anybody happen to see the State of the Union address? Right? Okay. So I got good marks. Mm. But I said you have the lowest black unemployment in the history of our country. It was like, it was a game. You know, they play games. They were told, don't even make a facial movement.
Somebody showed some tape of some Obama State of the Union speeches. Nobody
yeah.
jumped up and said, you lie.
Right. Yeah.
To Trump. And that's what they do. They sit there stone-faced when someone they hate.
Yeah, it's
is
the game,
in the,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
but
he's not used to that, right? He's used to everyone just sucking him off.
Oh, you saw him clapping towards them, like, aren't you going to clap for that? Aren't you going to clap for that?
Right.
It was driving him bonkers.
Yeah.
That they weren't clapping for him.
They were told, don't even make a facial movement. And I'm talking about... You have the lowest Hispanic unemployment in the history of our country. This isn't me saying, this is the charts, the polls. We have the lowest in the history of our country. Dead silence, not a smile. In fact, there was one guy when I said the lowest African-American unemployment. He was sort of clapping. Like, who was that guy? He's a nice guy. I think he was a reverend. And he was, I wouldn't say it was exactly arousing, but he was putting his hands together. And I want to find out who he is. I'm going to send him a letter of thank you. And he was probably severely reprimanded. Don't you think, Rob? I think so, because he was the only one. So that means they would rather see Trump do badly, okay, than our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish.
That's not true, because Trump getting what he wants is the country doing badly.
Does he not understand?
No.
He wants some fucked up shit?
No.
What did W say about Bush's inaugural
speech? Crazy shit.
That was some crazy shit.
Deadly. Okay? Then our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish. And it got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side, because honestly, it was bad energy.
Oh, Donnie, were they killing your vibe? Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You're a fascist.
Oh,
you're a fucking fascist.
It was bad energy.
They weren't
leaping up to quick flick their tongues over my each nipple and my butthole as much as everyone else was.
It's like, he's a fascist. He's a fascist, and he's complaining that the progressives aren't putting out good energy.
Yeah.
It's hard to put out good energy when you've got a fascist giving the State of the Union. There's nothing that's not fucked up about this.
And you look out, and there's not enough people of color in general, not enough women, obviously.
Of course not.
But you look at the Democrat side, and there's a percentage, a group of people of color. Look over to the Republican side.
It's all white.
You'll be like, there's one.
Oh, yes.
Oh, look, there's one.
Shit. This is not normal. This is not normal, dude. And Trump, yeah, there's going to be bad, fucked up energy because, you know, a lot of the people in that room are fucked up about you. They hate you. They absolutely hate you. You are holding the DACA people hostage over your fucking wall.
They hate you for what you're doing.
Yes. Your actions.
Right.
Your actions suck.
Completely different to Obama. They hated him and said no to everything, even if it was going to make the country better.
Obama was inclusive.
Right.
Marriage equality. Universal health care. You suck. You're all about travel bans. Banning trans people from being in the military. You're deporting veterans.
Where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side, because honestly, it was bad energy. No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death and un-American. Un-American.
There it is.
Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? Can we call that treason? Why not?
Terrifying.
He's treasonous.
Terrifying.
You're treasonous. He is treasonous as fuck. God damn it,
I
Donald.
Mean, they certainly didn't seem to love our country very much. But you look at that, and it's really very, very sad. So we have to keep it going because this country is turning, and it's turning much faster. And I said, I'm going to do it. But it's happening faster than I thought. And a big part of it is the fact that the companies kicked in because nobody saw that.
He's talking about the economy now.
No, okay. God, what a bag of shit.
And how many great brown people he's rounding up and launching out of the country.
Oh, my God.
That's what he's proud of.
It's so weird to hear this surprise in his voice that did he really think everyone in the country wanted a fascist dictator?
I don't think he knows any different.
I think he thought
it was going to be like running his business where what he says goes, and he doesn't want to know anything. He just wants it to all work and have everybody do it for him.
Shit, man. He just got so lucky because he went in there and he said a bunch of weird fucking shit and nobody was prepared for it. I don't think like the media knew how to treat him. You know, he said some shit during that campaign that was vile, that was fucking racist and fucking vile. And people treated him like a normal candidate, like he wasn't a fucking piece of racist garbage that he is. Bill, he's doing everything he fucking said.
Bill Kristol, right-wing lunatic who probably still hasn't lost full hardness from the Iraq war.
I don't want to think about Bill Kristol erect. Damn it.
Said, tweeted, in 1964, from the outer fringes of the Goldwater Right, so this was their batshit lunatics back in 64.
Yeah.
John Stormer lamented, none dare call it treason, meaning we can't call it the other side treason. He was sad for it.
That he couldn't use that word.
Back in the day. Right. Yeah, that it's just, you just don't call people that.
That sounds very Trumpian, right?
Now, in this buffoonish but still dangerous way, Donald Trump has taken him up on the dare. Next tweet. The charge that members of the other party are un-American or treasonous is disgraceful enough that anyone in his own party who doesn't denounce Trump for this shares in the disgrace.
Are treasonous. They're treasonous. If you don't support the big orange man, baby, you're a traitor.
He says Schumer and Pelosi should consider drafting a resolution censoring Trump for un-American and treasonous and asking McConnell and Ryan to co-sponsor.
Hell
never
yes.
Happen in a fucking million years.
They should. That would be badass if at the very least the Democrats drafted something like that. I mean, I know it would never pass, but it would be something. That guy's right. Bill Kristol's right. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
Terrifying God. That Bill Kristol's right.
You remember when Trump ran for office, he kept saying, you know, Hillary's going to, we need to, I'm going to, if I get elected, I'm going to lock her up. I'm going to put Hillary in jail. And we said, God, that sounds like something that would happen, you know.
Banana Republic.
Yeah, with some czar in Russia. They throw the opposition in fucking jail.
The Dow dropped today, as you well know.
Right.
Lots of different reasons being touted, not necessarily shit to do with Trump, because again, he's been doing shit for the past year and the market hasn't really seemed to mind.
Yes.
Probably the stuff we talked about earlier, a bunch of different factors leading to the plummeting. But here is... I know you would want to know about the markets and financial advice from this person.
Way up there at 26,000 down to, you know, close to 24,000. This is a big, big deal. And again, this is economic warfare undoubtedly against this president. They've been trying as hard as they can. There he is touring the country getting...
Economic warfare against this president.
From whom, though? Just like... Yeah, from Jewish people, right?
From the globalist bankers.
God damn.
And the evil, I don't know, for some reason.
Is everything racist?
Everybody decided to sell their stocks today because they hate Trump and wanted to make him look bad.
You know, GOP fuckers and conservaloons like Alex Jones, I think as soon as my side can start calling you racist, I think the world will be better. Because Alex Jones is a fucking racist. Yeah. That's what he is at his core. And that's like Trump and all these other fuck nuts.
He is touring the country, getting thousands of factories back. And now this happens. You better believe something this big is meant to embarrass him on his big economic tour he's involved in. It was Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs, that heads up the New World Order, that said a few months ago, oh, I was in China. Their industry is much bigger. How's your... industry, you know, how's your infrastructure week going? This is the economic war in our country right now. Going back to Doug Hagman.
Fantastic points. And you know, the economy,
I don't know who this is.
What? I'm confused. Who is in charge of the New World Order? What is he talking?
Obama from a secret bunker, right? See, down there with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay. He talks about this shit like it's real.
And
Oh, my God.
Northwest.
Oh, yes. Oh, is that the kid's name? What's the kid's name? It's North. No, Chicago.
The new Northwest is the firstborn.
Okay.
Then there's, I don't know, out west or east by west. I don't know what the fucking second kid's name is. And then the most recent one is Chicago.
To me, those are funny names, but nobody beats Gwyneth Paltrow. Apple?
Yeah,
Apple, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, Apple.
North isn't that odd. I would think it's a normal name if your last name wasn't West, because now it's
fuck
you.
That's fucked up.
Now fuck you.
Like, hey, Apple, what does your mommy do for a living? Oh, yeah, she won an Oscar, and she also sells badge steamers.
Right. And rocks you shove up in there.
My favorite thing is doctors saying they shouldn't be. Was like, listen, the reason you shouldn't stop steaming your vagina pussy is because from a medical standpoint, we don't want to see people burning their genitals.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And yeah, evolution wise, I don't think there's been historically, like, you know, what do? You go to a geyser and squat.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. What do you, yes.
You go to Old Faithful and with a squatty potty.
But dude, those are like really hot. I mean, that would really fuck you up, dude.
Details.
Details.
But hell, you're going to be clean down there.
I mean, yeah.
I really don't know. I just have this video. I don't know who Alex is talking to. It's a guy who looks like he does his own show because he's on his own set with his own green screen and his own microphone.
His own racist set.
So I don't know who this guy is, but he fully agrees with
oh, yeah,
Alex.
Right.
So, and you know, the economy, the money, we are just going to kill the dollar from 5-6 years ago, 7 years ago. This is blowback by the deep state. You're absolutely right. An incredible time to be alive to witness this. And of course, the controls by the deep
state. The deep state crashed the market today. How?
I don't know, dude. Let me crawl inside the racist, idiotic, broken brains of these two fuck twunts. Obama went down to wherever they have the stock market. Was that Wall Street?
Got a secret button somewhere that just starts selling off everything.
Does Obama, who's in charge of Wall Street? How's that work? I mean, maybe Obama like goes down there with some people and he's like, hey, listen, do this, that, or I'm going to fuck you up. I really don't understand how this works. You know, there's another, it's just a real, I just sent you an article about this FBI, they're targeting some black activist because they saw, because Alex Jones played a videotape of this guy on InfoWars, and then the FBI saw the InfoWars episode and went after the dude.
Oh my God.
How terrifying is that? So are you telling me law enforcement is watching fucking InfoWars? That can't be.
I was watching InfoWars, and Alex Jones had some black person on.
What do you think Jeff Bosech does for fun? I mean, you know, he's got... Does he watch anything on Netflix?
Toss rings on the hood?
Yeah.
Like the Coneheads used to on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, yeah. I starch mine extra hard. He probably watches House of Cards and watches Kevin Spacey. He's like, I would have done that differently.
What a pussy.
Yeah, what a pussy.
Right. An incredible time to be alive to witness this. And, of course, the controls by the deep state include the dollar, the purchasing power of our dollar, the food, everything that this is absolute blowback. And I think it's designed, obviously, to really take everyone's attention away from really what's important. Of course, this is important, but it's a more of a symptom than the actual.
Oh, let me guess.
Right.
Illegals.
Hey, did this crash because of chain migration?
Illegals and globalists.
Okay.
Let's see what his main.
But it's a more of a symptom than the actual problem. Man, 15, imagine 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I remember sitting actually outside of a bank 30 years ago, watching bankers come out of this bank. It was October of 87, I believe it was. And the Dow had dropped, I think, 300 points. It was just imagine today That was nothing compared to today. So we have to keep our eye on what's taking place. Watch the blowback. The blowback is incredibly important. So, and Alex, thank you very much for keeping me informed on this.
What? Alex, let me suck your dick.
What was he talking about? I saw bankers coming out of the banks.
Yeah.
Well, that was nothing compared to today. Well, okay.
Is it a race thing? Is he seeing more Jewish people or more people of color coming out of banks doing deep state shit? Who is this guy?
Doug Hagman, it says.
Oh, God, Doug, you're a piece of shit.
Apparently, he's on the network over there.
Oh, okay. Ooh, an associate. God, Doug.
The Hagman Report.
Oh, God, you're a vomit.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God, okay.
That's where we used to
be. We used to be on Blog Talk.
A wrestling network.
I'm going to say this. We had the best politics on Blog Talk. I can't fucking tell you. Because it's
There's a lot of...
Is there really a lot of libs over there? Okay,
I mean, apologies. I agree, but there's a lot. We were the best of a lot.
Right, and this guy is a piece of shit. Doug Hagman?
The Hagman Hour.
Oh, the Hagman Hour.
Yeah,
oh,
listen, I can't believe what's going on, this deep state.
God, Doug, do you have a family? Do you guys sit around the dinner table while Daddy Hagman fucking shits out a bunch of bullshit about the planet? Are you turning your kids into racists, you piece of shit?
So today they're supposed to vote on the Intel committee whether to release the Democrats' rebuttal, their 10-page rebuttal, to the ridiculous shit show of a three-and-a-half-page fiction piece written by Devin Nunes's Toady. Right. Not even written by Devin Nunes. And Nunes hadn't read the whole FISA document. The only one who read it was Trey fucking Gowdy. And Trey fucking Gowdy, I don't know what he's up to. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust him.
He's evil.
He's doing all the right things the past 2 days. He's out there saying, look, this has nothing to do with Mueller. And the Mueller investigation needs to continue unabated. And he's even saying there's really not that much there. We need, maybe you worry about the bias, but
maybe he's really scared that Nunes is in legal trouble and he's trying to distance himself.
Is he the first rat?
Fuck him.
Like the first deep Trump licking rat?
Right. I don't know.
Or is it more nefarious, as in they're going to try to get rid of Rosenstein?
Yeah.
And put Trey Gowdy in there. Because now, obviously, he's bipartisan and he's all fair.
Oh, yes. This is Mr. Benghazi.
Well,
oh, yeah. Is this a moment when the Democrat, and maybe I just don't understand it correctly, is this the moment when the Democrats could nut up and just take this memo and read it at some meeting into the public record?
I don't know if there's actual, it's tough because... the party of hypocrisy is not the Democrats. And they were saying, well, you couldn't read the previous memo because of what it showed about FISA methods and possible sources and stuff. Well, their memo is more detailed.
Yeah.
Saying this is why this memo is bullshit. So they probably have information that maybe equally should not have gotten out in the first place.
That's true. But... yeah.
And the Democrats would look like big stinking hypocrites if they wanted to release it.
Democrats, don't worry about that. This is a weird time. You got to fucking shake off this shit and you got to take out these Krakens. It's time to get dirty, baby.
My prediction was that they vote to the House panel votes to release the document.
Right.
But then it goes to Trump.
The Shitler, and he won't.
And they're saying, well, the president will treat it the same with the same process as he treated the previous memo.
Okay. So he'll review it and say, no, I'm not going to be
released. It's all fake news. Oh, I'm not putting this out.
Adam Schiff's got to parade his ass on the steps of the Capitol building and read that fucking thing out loud with a goddamn megaphone. Fuck this
shit. Eddie Munster, the House Speaker,
When does that
said?
Oh, didn't that pussy quit sometime? Isn't he quitting and leaving?
Rumors.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't announced he's running officially.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But that Iron Stash guy is really popular.
Right.
The guy running again him.
I hope Iron Stash wins.
So Paul Ryan said, well, you know, I'm all for transparency. I think the Democrats' memo should be released for the public to read also.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
The committee voted this afternoon, short time ago.
Okay.
The House Intelligence Committee voted unanimously to release the memo.
Bam!
Drafted by Democrats to rebuff the GOP-crafted document. Blah, blah, blah. The 10-page classified document now goes to President Trump. See, now the House Republicans can say, hey,
right,
we were transparent, we were fair. But and Trump will say, I don't care. This is all fake news. I'm not putting this shit out.
But the crazy thing is going to be, if everyone on that committee voted to release it, he's going to say he knows better than all those fucking people. All those people who are, in fact, the people, supposedly, they're us. The American people, yes, says they want to hear this memo. They want to see this memo. And Trump's saying, no, 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 it's not. It'll compromise our security. That's crazy. God.
Trump declassified the Republican document, I'm sure, after giving it a thorough read.
Yes.
He was alone. Wasn't the story that he was left alone like with it for hours? It's 3.5 pages.
He didn't read that shit.
Right. And there's no pictures.
Did he have his phone with him?
Unless somebody maybe did flashcards of it, or I don't know.
Did you think
made a little video game out of it?
Right, you know. Maybe Barron read it. He was like, oh, give me the gist of it.
The 10-page document. He is claiming that the memo totally vindicates him.
Yes.
In the third person, because he tweeted, totally vindicates Trump.
Right. The Republican memo.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
In the ongoing investigation into his campaign's alleged links to Russia, we talked about this. We know what it's about. Their central point is that Department of Justice officials and the FBI inappropriately relied on opposition research.
Yeah.
Paid for by the evil Snatchtress herself.
Snatchtress?
Hillary
Clinton. Of course, yeah. She's the worst, by the way. God, at some point, I mean, if you're going to overthrow a fascist dictator, ruler, fucknut, I mean, do you do that by following the rules?
The Democratic memo is expected to lay out a point-by-point rebuttal of the assertions in the Nunes memo and make the case that the FBI had already had good reasons to spy on Page. I've got another story.
Yeah.
That came out today as part of the counterintelligence probe into the Trumpian campaign. Carter Page today.
Yes. He's like the best character in all
2013
this
letter.
Oh, wee.
Former campaign aide Carter Page boasted about being a, quote, Kremlin advisor.
Wait a second.
A year before the dossier poofed into existence.
If I'm running for president, say I get elected, I'm putting together my team, whatever. Years before. Right. I would be like, can we avoid people with Kremlin advisor in their resume?
Right.
God damn. How do they vet people? Oh, I'm sorry. This is the party that vetted Sarah fucking Palin to be vice fucking president. I get it. God.
Page
losers
bragged about his Kremlin connections in an August 13th, 2013 letter to an academic publication about a manuscript he had submitted.
Okay.
Over the past half year, I've had the privilege to serve as an informal advisor to the staff of the Kremlin in preparation for their presidency of the G20 summit next month, he wrote.
Wow. So he was hired by the Kremlin to help, you know, the fucking dictators over there get ready for this G20, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, as they were, I think they were in charge of the G20 that year, so... He was a party planner, helping them plan the oligarch party.
Can we not have this guy in our government? At the very fucking least.
The letter appears to undercut the controversial GOP memo authored by Representative Devin Nunes, contending Page was investigated by the FBI after the dossier was assembled.
Well.
Paid for by the evil Democrats.
Right. Right. God.
And then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Steele was biased. He didn't want Trump to win. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Every prosecutor that has been on television since that ridiculous memo came out said, or anybody that's in law enforcement,
yes,
has says, half of the snitches you get hate the fucking guts of the person they're snitching on.
Right.
As long as a judge has corroborating evidence or corroborating reasons,
yes,
they will accept that testimony as an additional reason to open surveillance on someone.
Right. And if we could all think about this as adults, to your point, you're investigating Donald Trump. You're finding out things about him that suck. Why would that make you like him?
You don't have to dig that mine really deep. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you like about a guy who, for whatever reason, finds his way into the dressing room of Miss Teen Universe and starts bragging about how he can hang out with all these underage kids in their underwear?
So they're saying that he's
gross.
Their point is that he lied.
Yeah.
That he made up the shit that's in the dossier.
Right.
That's why he his bias came through. Like he didn't put out a regular report, but he was putting together a regular report and he found out this horrible shit and he rang the alarm bells.
Yeah. He wasn't trying to bring down Donald Trump, right?
His boss, when they finally released that transcript of when his boss was the Fusion GPS guy, was interviewed by Congress. He was like, no, I stick by what's in it. That's what the sources that he had told him. It wasn't a final report. His notes, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
It was his, hey, Chris, how's the investigation going? Here's some bullet points. This is what I got told today.
Right.
That's it. But everything that he was told alarmed him and then his boss so much that they were like, what do we do with this? And they were like, well, I know somebody that we can give this to. And that was how it got to McCain in Britain, I believe.
It's like such a, yeah, it's like such a bad coincidence too, that it's not, I mean, you know, people that are into somebody like Trump,
mm-hmm,
they're way into conspiracy theories. You know, like if you listen to Alex Jones,
oh, well, right,
it doesn't take a lot for you to start believing,
I don't know.
That the Christopher Steele.
I would hope you could listen to it for the entertainment that it is, but
I don't think
that's
so.
What's painful about listening to that show is that
after
a little while, I get horrified that there are people out there just sucking it in and going, oh my God. Yeah, totally deep state.
Well, you know what they say? If you say, well, it's kind of crazy, isn't it? They're like, yeah, it is crazy, but you know, some of it's gotta
be true.
You
can't prove it's not true. That's,
they think because there's so much of it, some of it has to be true.
Well, there are grains of truth in some things. Hillary was on a commission for the uranium.
Right, right.
And she was one of 9 votes that said, yeah, yeah, let's do that deal.
Well, that's unfortunate because...
And her...
That's explained in more than 3
several
sentences.
Years prior, a Russian oligarch had donated to the Clinton Foundation, even though it was after he owned part of the corporation. He had sold off all of his stake in the corporation that eventually sold all of our uranium.
But you're stupid. So
there's grains of truth. Yeah, That's what makes it insidious.
Yeah. And then when you explain it, your conspiracy theorist mouth breathers are like, that's what you liberals always do, is explain shit. Yeah.
You don't want to see the truth. You don't want to see the truth. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Pookie.
Right, dickhead.
Right.
Fucking idiots. Racist.
So Page was on the FBI's radar long before the 2016 Steele dossier. That's it.
Yeah.
Which completely nullifies the entire point of the Nunes memo.
You know, it's got to be great if you're doing surveillance on somebody. And they're like, you know, did you notice this Carter Page guy that makes it really easy? He's like, yeah, every once in a while he wears this red hat. He actually wears a red hat. Oh, bless you. So when we have to follow this douchebag, it's easy because you can say, oh, he's even tall. I think he's tall. He's that tall guy with a red fucking hat.
Yeah, he's a character. So there you go. The House committee did vote unanimously to send the letter to the president.
Oh, great. I look forward to the release of the Democrat.
Yeah, we'll be right on top of that.
Yes.
It'll be right after Melania's press conference showing how she was working in the country legally and that those were poo-poo faces who suggested that she was here illegally working for me.
You know, if right. You know, if Schiff released that without just on his own, just did it as a big fuck you, history would definitely look on him favorably. You know what I mean?
Well,
he would be a hero.
That's what Schindler accused him of in one early morning tweet today. He went right after Adam Schiff. And he's off his game because
Trump,
very uncreative. Little Adam Schiff.
Is it true? Is Adam Schiff kind of tiny or
no? He's like a tall guy.
God, why does he say that?
I don't know. You think he'd come up with something better?
Hey, Trump, go ask Stephen Miller for something racist to say about Adam Schiff or shitty. I'm sure that vile fucknut can think of something.
So right after he sent a real lovely warm fountain of semen towards Fox and
Ooh,
Friends.
Yes, warm fountain.
Thank you to Fox. This is a tweet. This is the fucking president. Thank you to Fox and Friends for exposing the truth. Perhaps that's why your ratings are so, with four O's,
right,
much better than your untruthful competition, exclamation point. And you know who's on at that time? Morning Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a question about this cum fountain. Do you still throw coins in it when you make a wish, or do you do that?
Well,
or?
I don't know. I think you gotta stir that shit up. you gotta keep it moving, or
right? Okay,
might get a little. He also tweeted this morning: the Democrats are pushing for universal health care. Well, yes.
Yeah.
That's
how
the fucking
evil
thing that's driving me crazy. Unabashedly push for it, God damn it.
Absolutely. Fuck yes.
While thousands of people are, we're the one civilized nation, and that's, I'm putting air quotes around that now because of our current administration.
Yeah.
The one civilized nation that doesn't have fucking health care for everybody. Everybody else has it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
America's great.
Yes, it's racist.
People going bankrupt or dying because they can't afford healthcare. It's awesome. Or can't afford to go to the doctor. So that lump they've got, you know, well, maybe it'll go away.
I mean, you know, it is crazy. There are people suffering under this guy right now because of what he's doing. These people getting deported and all this shit. It's bananas.
The Democrats pushing for universal healthcare where thousands of people are marching in the UK because their U system, I guess universal is what it stands for, is going broke and not working. Dems want to greatly raise taxes for really bad and non-personal medical care. No thanks. Yeah, the NHS needs some work in Britannia. But we'll talk about Canada, which has a much better system.
Yes.
Talk about Australia, which has a much better system.
Why don't we just use their system then? Why don't we say, hey, Canada, you guys did it. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to copy your fucking
Medicare
system.
Medicare for everybody. Bernie.
Yeah.
Say what you want about Bernie. He's right about Medicare for everyone.
Absolutely.
That it would be cheaper in the long run, bigly. That our GDP, too much of it goes to healthcare, which is a bloated, fraudulent system.
God damn
it. And pharma.
Right. How did these Bernie bros, how do they vote for Trump? Because if they're Bernie bros, Bernie told them to vote for Hillary. I don't understand that.
Yeah, because they're dumb.
You fucking morons.
Dumb, misogynist, racist.
Yeah, that's true. You're mentally ill.
Any combination.
Fuck you.
Or possibly the trifecta.
Oh, yes. It's gray, right?
So we'll see what happens now. We'll see how quickly the White House jumps on that memo.
We'll
get right on that.
We got to review it.
Yeah, yeah. It's 10 pages. What do you want me to do?
It's 10 pages because their memo is such bullshit, right?
Right.
They have a lot of facts. The Democrats' menu, memo is bigger because there are facts in it.
You should have just said two words. It's bullshit.
Yeah. That's, yeah, you're right.
There you go.
Fuck you.
Mexican American judge Trump attacked with Curiel, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
Could end up hearing a case on the border wall.
Oh, gee, Trump. How do you think he's going to find on that?
The federal judge who Trump attacked for his ethnicity during the 2016 presidential campaign could end up judging whether the president gets to build his proposed border wall. District Court Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who Trump said might be biased against him in a lawsuit concerning Trump University because of Curiel's Mexican heritage, he will hear a case on Friday that could determine Trump's ability to waive environmental laws in the construction of the wall.
Oh, my God.
Trump could hinder the administration's efforts to build barriers on unfenced portions of the border if he rules against Trump. If the judge rules in favor of the administration, it would allow Trump to issue waivers needed to build sections of the border wall.
God, you know, that's something I never thought of. So you're building this wall between us and Mexico, and you're going to have some environmental standards relaxed so you can actually put this wall up, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to impact wildlife bigly.
And the byproduct of the wall would also be that we're going to have even more environmental standards that are rolled back.
Yeah, waivers for this.
Oh, just waivers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're trying waivers for everything, but...
Right. Yeah,
everything it's taking them a little more time.
Everything gets a waiver.
They're trying to get rid of everybody's health care first and give tax breaks to all their rich buds.
Hey, Donald, I don't remember why Curiel should have recused himself from the Trump University case because his background makes him biased.
Yeah, because he's Mexican.
Well,
and Trump has said bad things that people say are bad about Mexicans.
But damn, that's crazy. That's the craziest shit.
And they still elected him. That was during the campaign. And they still elected him. That was just
shameful.
One of the million things that he did that any single one in a normal party that had a tiny bit of ethics would have disqualified him. The right. Mocking the disabled guy. What he said about McCain, as loathsome and warmongery as McCain is, he rotted in a tiger cage.
Absolutely.
For a few years.
Yes.
Giving up an earlier spot to get out for men that were lower ranked than him.
Trump can't even imagine that.
Right.
Do you realize? I mean, he can't even imagine. I don't mean to dwell on this Trump University shit, but it really is amazing. So, like, if David Duke was suing someone, and the judge presiding over the case was black, David Duke would say, well, this guy should recuse himself because I've said some really shitty things about black people, and because of that, he might not like me. That's
nuts. So you're immediately saying that people are going to be biased. He can't be a fair judge. Well, he shouldn't be in that spot if he can't be a fair judge. Trump
like,
is projecting his own qualities
of
zero ethics and no standards and no morals and no honor onto the judge.
Well, Trump, I mean, that's kind of the good news, even for some shithead like you. You're lucky that you live in a world with better people in it, because that's the only thing that keeps this motherfucker from being set on fire. Right? What the fuck?
A few minutes left here in the big show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern. And then it drops as a wonderful podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. You can sit and listen as you're taking a bubble bath.
Oh, yes. But yeah, be careful, though. Don't drop your device in the tub.
Sure.
I mean, I won't electrocute you, right? Because it's not plugged into anything.
Yeah, I don't think if you drop your iPhone in, you're going
to. You just got to take it to the Genius Bar.
As long as it's not plugged in,
right.
You drop it in a
Ziploc
Tupperware
bag.
Full of rice.
Oh yeah,
dry rice. Sucks it right out of it. The moisture right out of it.
Don't make the rice first.
Let's see. What have we got here? A couple more minutes here in the big show. Do you want to hear Okay. Mm-hmm. Prepare your ears for this one. Don Jr.
Oh, yeah. What a dickhead.
Why are we seeing these people?
It's disgusting.
I'm really confused as to why we're seeing these people so often. But the right-wing media brings them in.
They're such hypocrites.
They bring them in on Fox. They bring them in over at Breitbart. And this is
yes.
Daily Caller.
Oh, nice. Tucker.
Interview.
God, he's disgusting.
Interviewer Ginny Thomas.
Boo.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas.
Okay.
Is interviewing him.
He's a dickhead, right?
And she asks him, what does he think about his father being portrayed as a racist?
Okay.
What do you think about the left's efforts to frame your dad and anyone who supports your dad as a hater, as a racist, as a fascist? This is a cultural phenomenon, and there's fear spreading across the country of being able to say what you really believe.
Well, I think it's terrible for a couple of reasons. I said this on the campaign trail when it was so obvious. That was sort of the game plan. You know, we're going to smear you with racist, fascist, whatever.
He said shit, and they responded to what he said as, oh, my God, that was racist.
Yeah.
It wasn't he walked in the room and they said, what are we going to call him? Oh, let's call him a racist.
It's not out of a void.
Right. Let's call him a fascist.
That's
no.
What Trump said.
When he's calling for protesters to be beaten the shit out of and that, you know, he'll pay your legal bills.
God, that's insane.
That's fascist.
Yeah, it is fascism.
Oh, no, I said that when they were just picking labels to tell him, to call him.
Well, he fits
racist,
the label.
He's fascist.
And to be fair, I don't think the left and I don't think the media did a good enough job during that campaign as labeling Hitler as fucking racist.
No, how many prostate tickles did he get on fucking Morning Joe?
Oh, tons!
For how many months until they finally decided...
I mean, really, those fuckers of Morning Joe, I wonder if Joe Scarborough ever has the introspection to sit there and think, you know, I helped get this racist fascist fucking elected. He did. And you know.
Oh, no, they got mad at that.
God.
People have said it to him and they get pissy.
It's on the campaign trail when it was so obvious that was sort of the game plan. You know, we're going to smear you with racist, fascist, whatever. The real problem is those things exist. Certainly racism exists. But if it's your response to any argument you can't win, you actually do.
It's not. When you do something racist, it's racist. That's the same shit they pulled on Obama. He's the biggest race baiter out there. He's the racist. He's the one who brings up race and everything. Well, if it has to do with race, then it has to do with race.
Right. And racism is a deal breaker.
Right.
And the only way to deal with racism is to say, yes, you're racist. And you have to marginalize these racist fuckers and drive them out of government.
But it's not racist to say black people are lazy.
I mean, if you're in a Klan meeting, it's normal. Maybe you think it's normal, but it's racist.
But that's how they think.
Yeah.
They really think they're not racist.
Oh, my God. It's insane. Well, you know what? Let's look at our world. I get how racist people in America can think they aren't racist. I mean, you know, CNN, they talked about it on CNN. They're like, you know, if they challenge Trump too much, then he would be like, well, I'm not going to give you an interview. And they wanted that interview because they wanted those fucking ratings. So those fuckers compromised.
Right. Yeah. That's why they gave him big, fluffy, warm pillows over at Morning Joe.
God, I mean, I...
Because their ratings went up when he was
God.
On. Here's the rest of Trump Jr. What a fucking moron.
Oh,
right?
God, it's gross.
They were talking about him running for something. early on.
Well, I hope we do the right thing.
But then Michael Wolff's book says that the one they were grooming was Ivanka.
Oh, what a...
She was going to be their next...
Vomit.
Their next person to run.
That was the one of the grossest lies ever pushed on us is Ivanka's going to keep her dad in check. What a fucking lie.
She has.
She's kept him racist.
A little bit.
She's kept him...
Well, maybe it would be worse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Without... Jared's and Ivanka's influence. We don't know.
But
I mean, they're morons too, and parasites.
Right.
And
horrible people.
But you know, if they're a little bit mitigating, maybe they've helped a little bit and
yeah,
made things worse on other sides.
If it's your response, to any argument you can't win, you actually do a real disservice to those people actually afflicted by it, to those people who are actually oppressed and hurt by real racism, by real sexism. So if you...
So we say cops shouldn't pull over black people and beat the shit out of them. We would right, appreciate right. that stop happening. What would they do wrong?
They were black, Donald Jr.
It's obviously a race thing. Oh, you're being racist for... that's. See, you're bringing it up. You can't... You're being racist.
Right. This... these people, the nerve of this guy, if this was a lesser country, these people would be drug out of the White House and there would be a nasty, bloody fucking coup.
Who, us? Oh,
no,
them? Oh.
No, the Trumps.
Well, if it were a lesser company, the country would be. We need to watch out for the military.
Yeah. I mean, really, I...
because if he... I mean, do you think he's going to... go quietly? If
no.
If the 2018 elections are a blowout and the Dems win bigly?
Fuck no, he's not going to go quietly.
And I think it was something, I retweeted it on our Crab Diving, at Crab Diving. Oh, we got to go. Steve Marmel was like, you know, these polls and everything and these victories we're getting, don't rest on that. Keep telling people,
absolutely,
go out and vote, because they're going to cheat.
They're gonna cheat.
They're go. Oh, it was the Pennsylvania news. The good news out of Pennsylvania. He said, "Don't let this make you complacent.
Right.
Get out and vote, and get other people out to vote, because they are going to try to cheat.
They're vile.
And voter suppress as much as they fucking can, because that's all they've got.
Right.
In this next election,
they're dickheads."
We're back tomorrow, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m., 5 to 7 Eastern. Thanks for joining us. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram at Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great night. We're back with more Shitler news tomorrow.
Right.
I'm sure something will happen.
Bitter clinging, proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution, tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.